We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, Halacha Dalid. We're in middle of paragraph Chaf Dalid. We're about halfway through the paragraph. We were in the middle of a discussion. It started off with the Satan questioning Hashem regarding where the Torah is, and Hashem sent him to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent him on a goose chase. Before we begin, we dedicate the learning today Leilui Nishmas, Miriam Esther Bas Yosef Zundel Halevi, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow on the 3rd of Tammuz, and also Leilui Nishmas Tuvia Barabbi Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Bas Itamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shar Choyle Yisrael. We're continuing from where we left off in the previous year, whereby Moshe Rabbeinu had sent the Satan to the sea, and the sea said, no, the Torah is not here, go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Miyad Chozar HaSatan LaMoshe, V'shoa Lo Yoida Pam, so the Satan returned to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked him another time, Heichan Torah, where is the Torah? Me'achar Shehayom Omar, because the sea told me it's not there. Omar Lai Moshe, Eitzel HaTohoim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's in the Tohoim, it's in the depths. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu Sherotzo Lahatzil Asatzmoi Mikitrug HaSotan. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to save himself, to protect himself from the attack, from the Kitrug, from the prosecution of the Satan. Veheshev Loi, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu responded to the Satan, Malcho lehizgaros bozeh shehayom omar loy bihi. What are you getting upset about? Why do you have to get all shaken up about the fact that the sea said that the Torah is not inside of me? Ho emes hikein. It's true, it is true. Shegam mi shemoyser nafshoi. That even a Jew who's willing to sacrifice their life, bibchinas yirida l'toy chayam, meaning they're willing to go into the sea. Gam kein eino yzoicha l'tvunas hatoyra b'shleimus. That person also is not yet guaranteed that they'll be zoicha to understand the Torah completely and properly. Ki im kisheyoyre l'toy hatohoim. Unless that person is also willing to go down into the depths. Ki yesh darkei ha-Torah she'i'efsher la-hasigom ki im mi she'yochoy le'ered le'toich ha-Tohoim mamish. Because there are certain paths of the Torah, there are certain things that a person needs to understand about the Torah, which they will not be able to achieve unless they're able to go down into the deepest depths. Miyad rotza itzel ha-Tohoim, so immediately the Satan ran to the Tohoim, v'shoa loisai, and asked the Tohoim, Heichon ha-Torah, where's the Torah? Kedei lekatreg neged yordei Tohoimois, v'shvil ha-Torah. Because the Satan wanted to again attack those people who try to go down to the Tohoimois, who try to go down to great depth for the sake of the Torah. Heshiv lo yatohoim, please just follow along. If it's not clear as we're going along, it's going to come clear when we finish the whole discussion. Heshiv lo yatohoim, so the tohoim responded, loy bihi, the Torah is not here, not by me. Chozar loy etzel Moshe, so now the Satan returned to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, where is it? Omar loy, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Satan now, etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is by Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal wraps up the whole discussion. Hainu shemoshe gilo lahasoton pnimiyas daitoi. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was revealing and expressing to the Satan what he really meant. Masha Omar Tchila, his first response to the Satan, shehatoyra etzel hayam, that the Torah is by the sea, vahatohoim, and the Torah is by the tohoim in the depths of the earth. Moshe Rabbeinu's intention were not what the Satan misinterpreted. The Sovar and thought shekavonas Moshe kipshutoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu's response was literal. Shehatoyra betoich hayam ubetoich hatoim, that the Torah is inside the sea or it's inside the depths. Kiloi zehu kavanosoi, that wasn't what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. Ki ikar kavanosoi, what Moshe Rabbeinu's real intent was, she'af al pi shekibel es ha-Torah, although I, Moshe Rabbeinu, already received the Torah from Hashem at Mount Sinai, and I and the Jewish people got it, adayin gam ato ha-Torah etz la-Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah is still in Hashem's hands, meaning ki ein mi sheyeda pnimius haTorah udrocheha. There's no one who really understands the inner meanings of the Torah and the paths of the Torah, ve'eich lahachnis kiyum haTorah ba'olam, and how to be able to get the world to really fulfill the Torah, kiyum Hashem yisborach levad, other than Hashem himself. Hashem is the only one who really, really understands the Torah completely and understands all of its ways and knows how it's possible to convince human beings to fulfill the Torah. Kama shekosuv, as it says in a pasuk, Elohim haven darko. Hashem understands the paths of the Torah. Rak mashomar shehatorah etzel hayam vatohim. However, this that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Satan, that the Torah is in the sea, or the Torah is in the depths of the earth, kavanosoi, what he really meant by that was, she'yefshir lovoi lebechinas kabolas ha-Torah be'emes, bechol eis, ki im mi she'soivel yegiois atzumois. What Moshe Rabbeinu meant was, that it's impossible for people throughout the generations to be able to really receive the Torah properly unless the person is willing and prepared to struggle. Yegiois atzumois, major, major struggle. Umeshaber menios gedoilois, and the person is prepared to overcome major obstacles. Kimoi yorde hayam, like people who go into the sea, who want to cross the sea. They have to be prepared for the whole variety of difficulties that a person encounters at sea. Boiling hot weather sometimes, freezing cold weather, stormy weather, the sea is calm and the sails don't pick up any wind. All the variety of obstacles that a person has to be prepared to deal with in order to cross the sea. And yorde l'toich ha-tohim mamish, and also the people who want to go down to the deepest, deepest depths. V'alkein, and therefore, ein l'chol katreg al zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Satan, you don't have to complain, you don't have to prosecute, you don't have to battle so hard. Because those few individuals who have overcome all of these obstacles, that person deserves to receive the Torah. They deserve to succeed completely in the study of Torah and fulfillment of the Torah. You don't have to fight them. And this is what the pasuk means when it says that it's not as if a person will make some kind of a payment, pay some cash, and they'll get it. Ki ein yecholin liknoisa bedobim rabim. Because a person cannot acquire the Torah with a lot of money. Rak, the only way is avadoin umoves omru. They said it requires avadoin, a person who's willing to kill themselves for the Torah. Bosneinu shomanu shima, with our ears we heard the calling. Hainu shehama'abdin umesisin atzman, those people who are prepared to kill themselves for Torah. Omru, they said, Bosneinu shomanu shima, we heard with our ears, we heard the calling. Shehayogea bo, meaning that a person who really is prepared to struggle and put in the effort, all the effort that it takes to find the right rabbis and to come close to them and to be able to receive Torah from them, miskayemes boy. By such a person, the Torah will become permanently established by them. They'll get it. Number one, they'll get the true, proper understanding of Torah, and they'll be zeichet to be taught how to really fulfill the Torah, even during difficult times, even during our generations. Hainu, what this means is, she'ikar kabolas ha-Torah v'kiyuma, the real receiving and acceptance of the Torah is only by those who are prepared to kill themselves for it. Lisboil yegiois atzumois, to endure major struggles, ulishaber kol hamanios, and to overcome all of the obstacles, al yedei toikif harotzoin v'hacheshik, through the intense, powerful desire that the person has, the willpower, I want to come close to Hashem. I want to get the true understanding of the Torah. I want to be zecher to really fulfill the Torah properly. And this was what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said, Shehi Eitzel Hayam Vahatohim, that the Torah is in the sea, in the ocean, and it's in the depths. He didn't mean that a person has to physically go into the ocean, deep sea diving, or go into the depths, to retrieve the Torah from there. But rather he meant that the person needs to understand that this is not easy street. This is not something simple and easy and convenient and comfortable, but rather a person's going to need incredible, powerful desire and willpower to be able to get to the truth, to be able to get to real success in Torah and in Yiddishkeit. Sheyir merutza be'emes lisboil mesiris nefesh, that the person has to really be willing and prepared to endure mesiras nefesh, to die for the Torah. Again, this doesn't mean literally or physically. When a person is insulted and embarrassed, that's like dying. That's sometimes worse than death. When people make fun of someone for being religious, or for being a chassid, or for being a breastlifer, etc. Afilu leireid letoy chayam, even to go into the sea, vatohoy mamish b'shvila, and to go into the depths for the sake of the Torah. Aval tekev kishuhu merutza lekach, berotzein chosok be'emes. However, the moment a person shows that they're really willing, they're 100% willing and ready to do that, oizer loy Hashem yisporach lekabla miyad. Hashem helps that person be able to receive the Torah immediately, to make an immediate connection. Kalidei horotzoim, because through that willpower, that strong, super real desire, meshaber kol hamanios, the person crashes through all of the obstacles, v'zoiche lekablo koroi, and they're zoiche to receive the Torah properly. Any questions, please?
We say the Torah is not in Shemaim, it's in your mouth, it's in your heart, it's super accessible. On the other hand, there are these massive barriers to entry, it seems, and it sort of makes it less accessible unless the person is living this in a pathway. How is it so accessible?
You're preempting us by a few lines. The next paragraph literally begins with that quote that you said, that the Torah is not in Shemaim, it's not across the sea. Let's get through that paragraph, and then I'll go back and address your question, because both are true. What Rav Nosson Zalman said here, a person has to be prepared and willing to kill themselves, to die. He didn't say the person has to kill themselves or die. If a person gets to that level where they're really willing, and sometimes they will endure some insults, some difficulties, etc., etc., the person gets to succeed. And on one hand, it's true. What is Rabbeinu Zal asking? Rabbeinu Zal says, he spoiled this. Talk to Hashem. How difficult is that? He's not telling you go mountain climbing. He's not telling you to chop off your hand, your finger, like Bar Kochva thought you have to do it one, you know. He's not telling you what the gurus say. You have to fast for 360 days and not speak for 12 years to become spiritual. If a person wants to look honestly at the path that the tzaddikim give us, a person doesn't have to kill themselves, but a person has to be willing. A person has to be ready to do whatever it takes, that kind of thing. And to sometimes endure some difficulties, some struggles, some disappointments, some etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal said on one hand, when he was speaking about Olam Hazeh, when he was speaking about the future world and this world, he said, the future world we believe in. Olam Hazeh, where is it? I haven't seen it. Meaning, implying I'm living in this world and this world is wall-to-wall suffering. That's one way of describing life in this world, that it is tortuous in many ways. But in other ways, how difficult is it to wear tzitzis? How difficult is it to put on tefillin? Certain things that are billion-dollar successes. And we see that in the Olam HaGashmi, a person wants to achieve success, how far they travel. People travel across the world to distant countries to try to find merchandise that they might be able to sell. And, you know, and when it comes to Ruchnius, a person walks to shul, they walk 3 blocks from their house to shul, and, you know, major success. But let's see this next paragraph, which is going to address this also. Vesehu, and this is what the Torah says, Loi bashamayim hi. The Torah is not up in heaven, so that a person will say, in order to access the Torah, I have to build a tower, I have to build a ladder, and I have to climb, and I have to buy a spaceship and go up there to get it. Veloi me'ever layam hi. And the Torah is not across the ocean, lamer, that a person says, who's capable of crossing the ocean? And Ukama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh points out on that pasuk, She'im hoysa bashamayim, if the Torah were still up in heaven, hoyisat sorech lalisaleh, you would have had to go and climb and go up there to get it. Ve'im hoysa me'ever layam, and if the Torah was across the ocean, hoyisat sorech lalisaleh, you, every single Jew, would be required to swim, do whatever you have to cross the ocean to get it. That's not the case. Ach be'emes, the truth is, koroiv eilecho hadovar mo'oid. Yiddishkeit, religion, closeness to Hashem, is something very close to us. Beficho u'bilvavcho la'asoysoy. All you need is a mouth and a heart. It's within your mouth and heart exists the capability to make it happen. What does that mean? Sheho ikur toloi barotzoin shebaleiv. The most important qualifications, the most important things that a person needs for this success is strong desire in the heart, but real, real desire, to really mean it. Like when a kid wants something, and a kid says, Daddy, can I have a bicycle? And Daddy says, no, the kid doesn't walk away. He doesn't say, okay, I guess I can't have it. The kid knows. No doesn't mean no. No means I didn't tighten the screws. I didn't raise the intensity. So that's the Rotzon Shebelev u'bepiv. And it's not enough to want it, to be a cardiac Jew, to have that Rotzon in the heart. You have to verbalize, you have to put it into words. You have to express it. Kaveh el Hashem, zak v'amtzbeh v'kaveh el Hashem. Ki tzrichin ledaber ha-rotzon v'akisufin bepiv. A person must express those desires, that yearning, verbally with your mouth, kedei lohoitzi mikoyach alapoel, in order to be able to take it from potential into actualization. V'tekev shehu merutzo al hakoel be'emes. And as soon as a person gets to that place where they really are willing to do whatever it takes and to give whatever it takes, afilu limsar nafshoi, even prepared to give up my life, lalois lashamayim, to jump up to heaven, v'leireid l'tochayam, and to dive into the sea, bishvil ha-Torah, for the sake of Torah, tekef hu zoiche eleha. The person will immediately make that connection. They'll be zoiche to connect to the Torah. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'trunyan b'riyosa. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Hashem is not looking for us to fail. He's not setting us up for failure. He wants us to succeed. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholeach l'hoda meniyos shelo yucha l'shavram im yirtze. Hashem does not send a person obstacles that they cannot overcome if the person really wants. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yofo at Rayosi, you are beautiful, my beloved, kisirtze, like you want. That's what defines the beauty of a Jew, how much they really, really want to come close to Hashem and prepared to do whatever it takes to come close to Hashem. V'ho'ikar, and one of the most important things is, hu'al yedei toikef ha'rotzein, the intensity of the desire. Nimtza, so based on this, we conclude, shekol divrei Moshe Rabbeinu lahasotan emes v'tzedek, that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Satan was 100% accurate and correct. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu first said to the Satan, you want to know where the Torah is? It's in the ocean. It's in the Tohoim, the depths of the earth. U'mashom aloi basoif shi'etz la'kodesh baruch hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu's final response, which was, you want to know where the Torah is? It's by Hashem. Ki ha'koil emes. All of it is true, meaning she'adayin ikoro etzel Hashem yisborach. Just because a person down here on earth has a library of 6,000 sfarim and a beautiful room where he studies and he's got a swivel chair and he's got air conditioning and he learns and he has a computer and he has everything, the Torah is by Hashem. It's not in your library. It's not in your living room. And if you want to get it, figure out how to connect to Hashem. Ve'yefsher lahamshicho koroi b'chol adam u'b'chol dor v'doyer, and it's impossible to bring down the Torah, to draw the Torah properly down to this world, and to be able to transmit it to every single person in every single generation. Kiyum al yedei rotzon chozok. Unless the person really, really wants it, b'mesiras nefesh, and the person's prepared to die for it, to experience insults and degradation for it, ad sheyisratza leyred l'toch hayam, to the point where the person's willing to go into the sea, he's willing to go to the mikveh every day, not just sit in my library and learn, go into the water, and sometimes it's cold, and sometimes it's hot, and sometimes it's perfectly clean, and sometimes it's not perfectly clean, so what? For Hashem, I'm in there. Sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold. Who cares? If mikveh is one of the prerequisites to being zechet to understand the Torah properly, to connect Hashem properly, I'm in. And Leil Tachayam vehatoim, and to go however far down I have to go. Vayudezeh harotzayin. And when the person has that kind of rotzayin, yizke l'shaber kol hamaniyas hamishtatchan lefonov, the person will succeed in overcoming all of the obstacles that are in front of them. Kiyam utohim mamish. And these obstacles are like an ocean, or like going down into the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Ve'yizke lavar ala koil b'sholim. And the person will succeed in overcoming everything successfully. Ein dovor oimed keneged ha'rotzon. That there is nothing that can stand in the way of a Jew's willpower. Ve'gam docho bozeh ha'satoin. And in addition to Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Satan what it's all about, he also push the Satan aside by telling him she'ein loy lekatreg oid al kabbalas haTorah, that he doesn't have to fight to block people from getting the Torah. Ki adayin hi etzla kodesh baruch hu. Don't worry. Just because there are thousands of yeshivas and shuls and millions of sfarim and millions of books, don't worry. Klal Yisrael has not succeeded yet. Not everybody is a true Talmud Chacham. Not everybody is getting the real benefits of the Torah yet. The Torah is still by Hashem. Utzrichin yegiois gedoilois leshaber menios atzumois koidem shezoichan elekoroi. And it requires incredible effort to overcome major, major obstacles before a person is really zoche to acquire the Torah. So just because there are thousands of people in Koilalim, if some of those guys show up at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and they're not willing to go to Koilal unless their father-in-law gives them a Rolls Royce or a this or that, want to have all the luxuries in the world, and think that they're going to be big Talmidei Chachamim, etc., etc. It doesn't work that way. V'alkein malacho lekatreg. And therefore, why do you, Satan, have to work so hard? Why do you have to complain so much and battle so much? Ki aloi ato oise shelcho b'shleimus. You are doing a great job already, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Satan. Don't worry, you're doing a great job. V'atomazmin l'chol echod m'niyois atzumois michol atzdodim. You are providing every single person obstacles from all sides. Ubifrat, especially one of the most difficult obstacles is al yedei bnei odom gedolim she'atom islamesh bohem. Big people, gedolei hador, gedolim. That's the term that's used, gedolim. That there are gedolim that say that Breslov is no good. There are gedolim that say that chassidim are losers. There are gedolim that say that you don't have to live in Eretz Yisrael, that you shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't live in Eretz Yisrael. And there are gedolim that say that you shouldn't waste time I'm going to Kivrei Tzadikim, it's Bittul Torah, etc., etc. Ubifrat al yedei bnei adam gedolim she'ato mislabesh behem, whereby you, the Satan, cloak yourself in these gedolim, lehosis velimnoya eskolecha, to seduce and to block every single Jew from arriving at true, true, authentic Yiddishkeit. Vlemnoy eskolechon. She'elu hamaniyos gedoylim min hakol. These obstacles are the most difficult. This is more difficult than not having money or not having this. When a person sees that there are big rabbis that speak against other big rabbis who are maybe bigger rabbis than them, who are more religious than them, who are closer to Hashem than them. Ve'im nimtzoim eiza anoshim shechosim al nafshom. And if there are some people who really care about themselves, who really are concerned with deep sincerity about their soul, umistaklim al ho'emes, and these people look at the truth, and they see that just because a person is learning a lot doesn't mean he's really religious. Let's look at his davening. Let's look at his chesed. Let's look at his midos. Let's look at the big picture. That doesn't mean that he is a really authentic authority on Yiddishkeit. And these people look at the emes, umishabrim hamanios, and they overcome these obstacles, al yidei toikev cheshkom oritzoina, through their deep, powerful desire and longing, bevadai magio lehem lekabel es haTorah. They certainly deserve to receive the Torah, kifi hamenios shemeshabrim al yidei toikef ritzoinam, based on the obstacles that they overcome with their powerful desire. Vezeh shesiim sham b'mananal, and that's why the Medrash concludes, oz ro'o vayisapra heichina v'gam gomra. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there, Ro means he saw it, Vayesapra means he told it over, but Rashi says the word Vayesapra also means Sofar Oisi Oiseho. He counted the letters of the Torah, every single letter, Kfulois, Upshutois, those letters that come in two forms, Beis and Veis, Chaf and Kaf, you know, Upshutois, and the letters that come only in singular form, Rishoina, Ve'emtsoes, Vachroines. They looked at the beginning of the alphabet, and the middle of the alphabet, and the end of the alphabet, meaning Emes, Hu Choisomoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Emes, truth, which has the first letter of the Aleph Beis, the Aleph, the middle letter of the Aleph Beis, and the last letter, that's the seal of Hashem. Ki ikar hu ho'emes. Because the most important thing is the truth, the real truth. Shemi shemistakel al ho'emes la'amitoi. A person who looks at the real truth. Ve'enoi chofetz lahatoi sesatzmoi. And they're not willing to fool themselves. Bevada yizke leida hechen ho'emes. That person will definitely be zoche to get to know and realize where the real truth is. Again, we're talking about the world. Is the real truth by the Christians or by the Mormons, by these people who have 200 million and 300 million people? They're the majority. Is the real truth by them? Or is the real truth by the secular Jews? Those people who don't believe in Torah, who again have a majority, and they're in the Israeli government, and they're recognized, some of them, as world leaders, etc., etc. Or is it in the religious world? And in the religious world, is it by the Hasidim? Is it by the anti-Hasidim? Which Hasidim is it by? Is it by the ones who wear $1,200 bekishes? Or is it the ones who only wear $800 bekishes? If the bekish is more shiny or less shiny? Is it if he's wearing a Barcelona hat or a Cartzelona hat? Which one is it? Which one is the real Talmud Chacham? Is that what defines it? And if a person is not willing to allow themselves to be fooled, and the person will really, really have the proper desire, Ad sheyishaber kol hamaniyos. That person will get through all the obstacles and be zeche to find the truth and to connect to the truth. A question in the chat, what does it mean when Rav Nosson Zal says that if a person has all of this rotzon, they'll be zeche to receive the Torah immediately? He means that don't think we're saying that it's only after 75 or 80 years of this a person's going to get anywhere. A person who follows this path and they really have that incredible desire, and they verbalize it the way we said here, that person will see some results even immediately. They will make connection. They don't have to wait 80 years to connect, usually. They will see successes, even short-term successes. We're speaking a little bit strongly here because it's necessary. There's no other choice. And Rav Nosson Zal feels that he has to spell out certain things clearly, because if he won't, people simply won't know. They won't have any idea what it's all about and how a person today is supposed to go about trying to really come close to Hashem, trying to be a real, true Oved Hashem. And if a person looks on the surface sometimes it all looks pretty similar. But we know that the Torah, when it speaks about Das, it says, Kamayim Layam Mechasim, like the water that covers the ocean floor. That on the surface, the ocean looks level. It looks like it's all the same level. But if a person goes inside, or if a person really studies, they understand that that's not the case at all. Just because on the outside, they all look the same. They all have beards and they all wear yarmulke. They're not the same. They're not the same at all. People are very, very different. And we're in an Olam HaSheker. And even in the Torah itself, because of the Eitz Hadas, because of all of that, there's total confusion. And it's not easy for a person to get to the emes of the Torah, as we explained before, to be zeichet to know what the proper halacha is, number one, and number two, to be able to know what the proper path in life is. And especially in today's times, we see in the religious world how people are struggling so hard, especially in raising children, that even parents who are religious, who are observant to certain degrees, when it comes to being able to transfer that to the next generation, many of them are lost. They have no idea, and they don't know what they're doing wrong. They don't understand why. Why, if I go to shul, if I'm davening, why isn't my son davening? I was in Meiron on Erev Rosh Chodesh. I saw a man and his son come into the kever of Rabbi Shimon Yochai out there, right there. And there were a few hundred people there, davening, saying Yom Kippur Katan, other tefillahs, a big buzz of tefillah in action. And this father and son came in, the father a tall, strapping, a big yarmulke, and the son also. The son had a smaller yarmulke, a little bit, and they came in, and I saw the father take a sitter, and he's getting ready to say Yom Kippur Katan, I think that was he was getting ready to say, and he turned to his son, and he said to him, you should say this too. And I was watching the way he said it, and I was watching the son's response, and then I was watching the son afterwards, that he opened the sitter, and his lips weren't moving at all for the next 15 minutes or so, nothing. A Yom Kippur Katan or Mincha, zero, zero. And I know that this is the case in the world today, that there are many boys who have gone to yeshivas, but they have no idea what prayer is all about, why we pray, because the people teaching there don't really know what it's all about. And they can't fake it. They struggle to fake it. And some of them are past that. They don't want to fake it. So they just stand there looking at the sitter, and the father can't understand. Why doesn't he get it? Why doesn't he just say? Why doesn't he just? And they have no idea that that's not how you teach religion, especially in today's generation. Paragraph Chaf Hei, V'zeh Shena'oirin B'leil Shavuos. And based on what we've been learning here throughout this halacha, based on chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, about bringing things from Koyach to Poyal, and the two Yodayim, all the different things we've been learning along the way, we'll understand the custom that many people follow on the night of Shavuos, whereby they recite Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which is something which was organized during the time of the Arizal, even or possibly before that, meaning Va'oimrim Ha'ascholah V'Hasoif Mikol Sefer, whereby we recite the beginning and the end of each one of the parshios in the Torah, each one of the 52 parshios of the Torah. And then we go into the Shas, the Gemara, and we recite the beginning and end of Masechta Brachos, and of Shabbos, and of Erevin, and so on and so forth. Ki haschola v'hasoif shel kol sefer zebechinas hakoyach v'hapoyal. Because the beginning and end of each portion represents potential and actualization. Ki hascholas hasefer hu bechinas koyach. Because when a person opens up a book, and they open up to page one of the book, That's the concept of koyach, potential. Ki adayin kol hadvorim hanemorim basefer hazeh hem adayin bekoyach. Because the 300 pages in that book, the person's not yet connecting to it. It's in potential. I just opened the book. I'm about to begin. So right now, that whole book by me is in potential. I haven't actualized it at all. V'achar shegoymrim hasefer, when a person gets to the end of a book, that implies that that book has already gone from potential to being actualized by me. Lemoshel, for example, kishemaschilin hascholas haTorah bereishis bara. When a person starts from the beginning of the Torah, the first pasuk in the Torah, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. Zebchinas koyach. At that point, that person's in a place of potential, meaning ki adayin betchilas habriya. That person is up to the beginning of creation, biyoyim rishon, on the first day of creation, hoyo hakoil b'koyach. Hashem had not yet created the oceans and the mountains and the sea and the land and the vegetation. Everything was in potential at that point. K'moshem Rabbi Senozal, as the Gemara says, K'muva b'pirush Rashi, and as Rashi points out over there in the beginning of Bereshis, the achar kach, and then afterwards, yotzo hakoel mikoyach alapoel. Hashem brought everything from potential to actualization, ad shenigmara habriya kula, until Hashem completed the entire creation of the world. V'achar kach yotzo habriya mikoyach alapoyal midor ledor. And after Hashem finished creating the world, then the world went on going from potential to actualization in each and every generation. May Adam l'sheis, from Adam Arishayim to his son Sheis, and from Sheis to his son, ad shebo noyach loylam, until Noach arrived on the scene, the 10th generation from Adam. Shehu hoyo kiyum habriya. He was the one, the first one to sort of establish the creation. Kama shekosuv, as it says over there, when Noach was born, ze yenachameinu, mima'aseinu u'me'itzvan yedeinu. This person is going to console us from all of our actions and from all of our sadness. He's going to set the world straight. V'chulu, etc. Nimtza, based on this, we conclude, kishemaschil in bereishis bara lekim, when a Jew opens up the Chumash, and they start from that first sentence, in the beginning Hashem created, u'mesayimim, and then they get to the end of Parshas Bereishis. They get to the end of that first section of the Torah, where the last pasuk is, v'noyach motzo chein be'enei Hashem. Noach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Ze bechinas yoytze mikoyach el apoyal. That's an example of phase one, of going from potential to actualization. Parshas Bereishis began with the world being in a state of potential, and Parshas Bereishis concludes with the world getting to a certain major level of actualization. V'chein b'seder Noach. Now we go on to the next Parsha, Parshas Noach. Shemaschil minoach, which begins by saying that Noach was born, and these are the children of Noach. U'mesayim b'leidas Avram Avinu. And Parshas Noach concludes with the birth of Avram Avinu, that there was a man called Terach, and he gave birth to Avram Avinu. Shehu harishayin shehoidia elokusay boilam. Avram Avinu was the first one to broadcast recognition of Hashem to the world. Sheoz nechsheva kol habriya sheyotza mikoyach alapoyel. And that's when the entire world, the entire creation, was considered as having been actualized, having gone from potential to actualization. Where do we see this? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Eile toldois hashamayim v'horetz behi boram. This is the story of creation of heaven and earth when they were created, behi boram. And the bechinas behi boram, be Avraham. The Gemara says the word behi boram is the letters be Avraham. That it was only when Avraham Avinu came on the scene that the world was considered created. The world was complete. The creation was completed to a certain extent. V'chein b'chol seder u'b'chol sefer. And if this same pattern continues in each and every single parsha in the Torah, we're going from to another phase of from potential to actualization. U'b'chol sefer, and so too in each and every book of the Torah. Shekol ha-maisiyos v'hadinim v'hamitzvos ha-mevuorim b'chol sefer, all of the stories and the laws and the commandments that are presented in each and every book of the Torah, u'b'chol masechet, and in each and every book of the Gemara, of the Oral Torah, kulam hein b'tchilas ha-sefer b'b'chinas koyach. Each and every one of these books, when you first open it up, when you open up the book to page one, at that point, that book is in a state of potential to you. And afterwards, kishenigmar ha-sefer, when the person completes that book, ze b'chinas sheyotza mikoyach ha-poel, that book has gone from potential to actualization in my life. Kegoin, for example, Masechet Brachos. Let's take the example of the first Gemara in Shas, Masechet Brachos. Shemaschil, it begins with Me'emosai Koranes Hashma. When are we supposed to recite the Shema in the evening? That's how it begins. Now, when a person is at that point, when a person is up to that page, Vadayin Kol Dine HaBrachos Eina Mevuarim. At that point, that person does not know just about any of the laws of brachos. They don't know anything at all about brachos. V'heim adayin bebechinas koyach. It's all still in a state of potential related to that person. V'achar kach, kishegoyim remasechta brachos. But afterwards, when the person learns a page and 10 pages and 20 pages, and they get to page 64, they finish the entire Gemara, at that point, that person has taken that portion of the Torah and taken it from potential to actualization. Everything was already explained beautifully. They heard all the different types of brachas and everything. And all of the laws about blessings have all gone from a state of potential to actualization in this person's education. V'chein b'chol sefer v'sefer. And this is true about each and every book of the Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shavuos, on the night of Shavuos, she'oz trichin lekabelas ha-Torah, that's the day of the year when the entire Jewish nation is receiving the Torah anew. She'oz Iker bechinas moitzi mikoyach alapoyal kol habriya meirosh vatsoiv. And that's when we're really trying to take the whole creation and take it from potential to actualization. Because even though we mentioned Noach before and Avraham, ki hakoil hayotolu yatshishi besivon, the Gemara tells us that the entire world was still not complete and not really fixed in position until the sixth day of Sivan in the year 2448, when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, Kanal, on the holiday of Shavuos. Al kein oiskin oz loymar ha-hascholo v'hasoif mikol sefer. That's why we have this incredibly important custom to recite the beginning and end of each portion of the Torah, shehu bechinas moitzi mikoyach elapoyal. That's an example of taking the Torah from potential to actualization. The next paragraph is going to begin with Rav Nosson saying, because this is a known fact, and we said it before, that the real receiving the Torah is on Shavuos of every single year. That's when there's a whole brand new receiving of the Torah by the Jewish nation. Even though it was already given on Sinai 2,448 years ago, a person would say, we did this already. We did this a couple of thousand years. What are we doing now? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now in the next paragraph. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a good Geben Shchodesh. We should be zeichet to all the Yeshuas and Refuas that each and every one of us needs individually, our families, friends, all of Klal Yisrael, Mitzvah Shem.
Amen. Amen.
Sure. All the best.